Sorry, Chicago, but maybe what you really need is a good fight song. Like this one from my alma mater, Earlham College, the Fightin' Quakers. Fight, fight, inner light, kill, Quakers, kill. Beat 'em, kick 'em, knock 'em senseless. Do we really have consensus?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Last week, our homework assignment to you was to sing your fight song. Michael Stevenson of Dickinson, North Dakota, sent in this for the University of Montana.
Up with Montana boys, down with the foe. Good old Grizzlies out for a victory. We'll shoot our backs around the foeman's line. A hot time is coming now, oh brother mine.
Michael's not alone. Turns out Doug Holstein of Big Sky, Montana, is a Grizzlies fan too.
Up with Montana boys and down with the foe. Good old Grizzlies out for the victory. We'll shoot our backs around the foeman's line. Our times are coming up.
All together now.
In the squeal of the pig, we'll go out on the air. From the tummy of the grizzly bear.
Gotta work on those harmonies, guys. We received a silly fight song from Barbara Yondorf in Denver, Colorado.
In the 1960s, the University of Chicago, a fairly brainy place, decided to bring back football after 30 years, and this was our fight song. Themistocles, Thucydides, the Peloponnesian War, X squared, Y squared, H2SO4, who for, what for, who you gonna root for, Chicago! Yay!
Perhaps not surprisingly, the University of Chicago football team is on a 3-game losing streak. Bad time to be a Chicago sports fan. And finally, we got this message on our homework hotline.
This is Carol Steinhardt in Madison, Wisconsin. I believe I have the most powerful fight song ever written, Monticello Junior High School, Cleveland Heights, Ohio. A number of years ago, a friend and I were visiting my son in Cordova, Alaska, hiking in brown bear country during salmon season. We were on a steep part of the trail, and they left me behind with the admonition to make noise. It would keep the bears away. So I sat by the trail, deliciously scared, and belted out this fight song. All hail to Monticello, crimson and white. Her courage and honor will prove in every fight. Rah, rah. So to dear Monticello, loyal will be till our team goes marching on to victory.
Thanks to everyone who called in with their best cheers and hollers. For next week's homework, a different kind of one-upsmanship, debates. Barack Obama and John McCain face off again this Tuesday night, and to work up your rhetorical chops, we want you to debate the following topic. Resolved. Dogs are obviously superior to cats. Please keep your arguments for or against brief and succinct. Send them to homework@npr.org or call the homework hotline, 202-408-5183. Tune in next week for the results of this historical, rhetorical, satirical duel.